Yeshaya Parakeh Pasuk Chav Beis Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach Dov Ben Avram Nata. We continue with our kina about those people who think that they know best, and a society that is on the brink of complete and utter internal collapse, in the sense that they are completely misrepresenting the truth of anything. It says in the Mishnayos that the door of the Mashiach, Pnei Hador Ki Pnei HaKelev, the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog, unashamed by its behavior, and even proudly demonstrating it for everybody else. And if you look at the world we live in now, a lot of these things, unfortunately, are true. Chav Beis, Hoy Giborim, Lishtos Yoyin, Va'anshe Chayel, Lim Soch Shechar. Oh, whoa! The heroes of our society, they are heroes in wine drinking. And the Anshe Chayel, the prominent men, the strong men, the skilled men, are skilled in mixing drinks. Woe to a generation where the strongest people are bartenders. And that's what we have turned ourselves into in this dar, says Yeshaya. A dar, you know, if you think back to the images of the swinging 60s in the suburbs, where all anybody cares about is a good Tom Collins or a good Harvey Wallbanger, these drinks that they used to have, and all kinds of loose behavior and, again, moral relativism is taking place, it is pretty scary to think about a society that is celebrating its own moral downfall. Chav Gimel, Matzdike Rasha Ekev Shochad. With bribery, they justify the wicked. V'tzidkas Tzadikim Yosiru Mimenu. And the justice for the righteous, they hold back from them. Bribery, says Rabbi Hirsch, Rabbi Julius Hirsch, son of Rav Shamsher Mefarel Hirsch, bribery leads to lawlessness. Attempts by the righteous, the tzidkas tzadikim, to stem the wave of rishus, are repulsed by corrupt authorities who protect the criminals. This is terrifying if you read the daily newspapers in New York City right now and see what we do to criminals and how we talk of them. And I'm sorry if I sound like a raging conservative, but I guess as a 50-year-old white heterosexual male, I guess I fit that category. But if you think about the encouragement of crime and the depths to which the cities are beginning to sink at this point, it's kind of scary. And the Navi prophesied this 3,500 years ago. He told us this was going to happen. Chaf Dalet, Lochein Ke'achol Kash Lashon Eish. Therefore, as Rabbi Hirsch says, the rampant decadence among the people eventually causes the national moral structure to collapse. So the tongue of fire consumes kash, consumes the stubble, consumes the straw. Lashon Eish, a tongue of fire. V'chashash lehava yirpeh. And the chaff falls away in the flame. Chashash falls away in the lehava, in the torch and the huge fire. So just as incredibly flammable things are consumed by fire, the process of the decay of the society, of the morality, is going to become inevitable, the same way the fire consumes all of its fuel. This is the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, as Gibbon describes some of it. The moral decay, the lack of will and commitment to higher values eventually causes the society to rot from the inside, which is what Yeshaya is pointing out to a very prosperous generation of Uzziah. Sharsham kamok yihyeh. Their root will be like mold, kamok, rotting away. These are foul-smelling, decaying processes, as all physical things do. Ufircham ka'avok ya'ale. And their blossom, their perach, will rise up like dust. So it's going to come to nothing. It's not going to bloom. It's going to be like dust. Rashi says, Gidulosam ka'avok ka'ola lefnei ruach. Like an avok, like a cloud of dust that rises and disperses before the wind. Umistalekes. It's just blown to bits. There's no mamashos to it. Ki moasu eis taras Hashem tzavakos. Because what it comes down to is that they have shown contempt. They have made despicable, disgusting, the teachings of Hashem Tzavakos, the Lord of Hosts. Beisimras Kadosh Yisrael Nietzu. and they have mocked the pronouncement of the Holy One of Yisrael. So there's no hope for a society that has this kind of mockery. And you think about the internet generation, mockery and sarcasm are everywhere in social media. It's how we communicate now. And there is no sincerity, and if somebody is sincere, they're just mocked even further. And so we introduce the last part of the parak, the final kina, that now Hashem's wrath is going to come. Al kein chara af Hashem be'amo. Therefore, Hashem's anger flared up against his people, or will flare up against his people, but it's already flaring. Vayet yado olav vayakehu. And he will stretch out his hand over them and strike it. It's using Lashon Yachid, so Amo will strike his nation. Vayirgazu hehorim, and the mountains will tremble. Vatihi nivlasam kasucha b'kerev chutzos, and its corpses will lie cut down in the midst of its streets. This is, of course, a very direct Lashon used in Eicha frequently about corpses, dead bodies, innocents lying in the streets. B'chol zo slo shava po va'od yado netuya. And with all that, his wrath will not let up, will not be eased, will not return to him. Va'od yado netuya, and his hand is still stretched out against the nation. So the final terrifying part of the kina in Perikei is the punishment that is going to come. The underlying reason, the foundation, is the wrongful behavior. The punishment is going to come because of the way the people acted. We brought it upon ourselves, like dry grass, like straw. We're going to burn, and of course those types of fuel burn incredibly quickly. They just go up in fire without any slow build. It's just a conflagration. And this is not consolation. As Rabbi Lau says, this is harsh reproach. We will see eventually in Perek Tes, Hashem is warning that everything is going to continue to escalate until a huge punishment is going to come. And we'll see that now at the end of the parak.